Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network, based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CANT. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, June 15th to Monday, June 21st. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. I'll start this week's podcast with a volunteer opportunity to commemorate World Refugee Day on Friday, June 18th. Join the Austin Refugee Coalition and the Multicultural Refugee Coalition at New Leaf Farm on Friday from 9 a.m. to noon for a volunteer day. New Leaf Agriculture offers refugees from traditional farming cultures the chance to reconnect and grow in a trade that they are already passionate about. This week, there are several business and workforce-related engagement opportunities. The City of Austin Small Business Department presents BizAid, a business orientation webinar. BizAid provides a general overview of opening a small business or reevaluating an existing business during its growth. Workforce Solutions Capital Area hosts a Second Chance Workforce webinar on Wednesday. The event targets justice-involved job seekers to learn more about skills required in the workplace, available training providers, companies hiring, and the tools to land a job. This webinar will occur once a month until the end of the year. And on Tuesday, the LGBTQ+ Business Cross Country event takes place at 6 p.m., Our local LGBT Chamber of Commerce collaborates with a multi-chamber networking collaboration to bring together LGBTQ+ and allied business owners, employees, and stakeholders from 18 different NGLCC affiliates across the country. Juneteenth is commemorated this week on June 19th, so we have a number of Juneteenth-related events to highlight. The Historic Victory Grill holds a Juneteenth celebration on June 18th, featuring R&B, reggae, and Afrobeat music starting at 8 p.m. The citywide Juneteenth celebration, dubbed Stay Black and Live, Volume 2, takes place Saturday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stay Black and Live is a citywide Juneteenth festival presented by Six Square, Carver Museum, ATX, and the Black Austin Coalition in partnership with Jump On It, the Austin Area Urban League, the Austin Justice Coalition, and the Greater East Austin Youth Association. The celebration includes a Noir Creator Space Open Market that features 40 local Black-owned businesses offering but not limited to food and beverage, hair care and beauty, wellness products, educational tools, and more. The last event I'll mention is Juneteenth Culture Fest and takes place all week long from Monday to Friday, hosted by Diverse Arts at Kenny Dorm's backyard, next door to the Victory Grill, and a few short blocks away from Rosewood Park. Enjoy a week of music, dance, film, art, spoken word, and community in the heart of Austin's African American Cultural Heritage District. We've mentioned the Austin Asian American Film Festival the last couple of weeks. The festival, celebrating its 13th year, wraps up this week. Two of the festival's feature presentations take place this week. The first one that I'll note is Night on Sixth by director Mohit Jaswal. It is a story about how we connect to each other that takes the main character on a journey around Austin, starting, as the title suggests, on 6th Street. This week's in-person option for the Asian American Film Festival will be an outdoor screening of the festival's featured presentation, Definition Please, by director-writer Sujata Day, on Friday, June 18th at 7:30 p.m. at Pioneer Farms. The film is a family drama that also takes on the topic of the millennial malaise. This is the final screening of Closing Night. The filmmaker is expected to be in attendance. Of course, there are many other narrative features and documentary presentations to be enjoyed all week long. We move on to a few recurring events relating to the pandemic response. The vaccine rollout has been accelerating at a great pace, and we've made great progress towards achieving herd immunity. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment. On our podcast calendar, in the Monday listings, we include the website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted 3 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you are facing, please call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. This service is available from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday, and noon to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. I'll end the podcast by highlighting the fact that it is National Week of Conversation. This is not a local event per se, but does involve virtual opportunities to engage around the theme Courage Over Contempt. America Talks hosts a wide variety of dynamic events all week, encouraging Americans to practice courage over contempt in bold and energizing conversations despite differences. Engagement opportunities are focused on topics ranging from root causes, how did we get here, referring to our political divides, to other topics such as finding common ground, listening with empathy and humility, and addressing toxic polarization. To recognize the National Week of Conversation, the National Issues Forum hosts a series of virtual deliberative dialogues on the topic of how should we encourage and safeguard voting? A timely discussion indeed. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.